You're listening to KLPI, and I know everybody's getting ready to go to that big old huge show. Maybe you've heard about it. If not, you must have been living under a rock or something. I've got...
Did you say living in a rock?
Living in a rock? No.
Is that
living,
what you said?
No, living under a rock. Okay. It wouldn't be too cool to live in a rock right now.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know why you'd even talk to people in a rock right now, you know?
Nah, dude. As you can tell, we've got one of the... aren't y'all the opening band?
Yeah.
This is Alien Ant Farm right here.
Hello, I'm Dryden.
I'm Michael Richard Cosgrove.
Cool. Alien Ant Farm. What's that all about? What's Alien Ant Farm mean?
Just kind of our theory of maybe aliens seeded our planet with humans and went away to watch us fail or succeed, like a kid has an ant farm. Maybe we're an alien's ant farm. It sounds better than, hey, we took a rib from Adam and made a woman, and then they lived in paradise for a long time, and she pulled an apple down from a tree and
fucked him.
Yeah, that too. But let's see here. Yeah, it's pretty deep. That is really deep.
It's just a goofy theory. It's not one we believe or disbelieve, you know. It's just kind of a good name, you know. We thought it was a cool name, something to think about.
Yeah. Definitely, I would never thought of that. You know, I would never... Alien Ant Farm, well, that's pretty cool. So, how long have y'all been a band? How long have y'all been together?
5 years now.
Was there anything before Alien Ant Farm for you guys? Like, what did you do? Any bands or anything?
Yeah,
we were all playing in, like, dumb metal bands all around Riverside and some not-so-metal bands. And
just since the age of, like, 15, we've been playing shows, so... I'm 25 now, so good 10 years of rocking out.
Cool. So did y'all hold any kind of like jobs before Alien Ant Farm? I'm sure you did to pay the bills and pay for Alien Ant Farm when it was developing.
Yeah, I used to work in like a pet shop for a while. And
I used to service copy machines that had like a bunch of rat turds and all that in them. Like you'd find dead rats that were trying to bite through the power source, you know? And so it looked kind of neat.
In a copy machine.
Yeah.
I worked for my parents' dating service for like 6 years.
I used to also dispatch police and fire department. I used to work for like an alarm center and all that. It's pretty cool.
Wow, you said you worked for your parents' dating service? That's kind of weird.
Yeah. Just,
did you get any cool dates?
No,
his parents kind of like pimped him out.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. Is that?
No, I never really... did any partaking of the service. I actually did date a girl that worked there, but I never like used the dating service.
So what'd you do? Were you the voiceover for the answer phone type of thing, or what'd
no,
you do?
No, I actually didn't really work in the office like or the building. I used to like insert envelopes and just goofy
grunt whatever. Work.
Yeah, pretty much. I was the little boy.
So, was it always Alien Ant Farm? Is that always the name that y'all have had ever since formation?
Yeah, we were a band before we even practiced one time together, so.
That's cool.
Kind of like NSYNC.
They're a band?
We still don't practice.
Yeah. Let's see what I got here. Early influences for you guys. What were you listening to growing up whenever you were starting your musical career?
Metal.
Yeah.
Guns N' Roses, like... stuff like that, Metallica.
Everything, though. Like, I remember just stealing my mom's records, you know, the Beatles and Lionel Richie or Stevie Wonder. Whatever she had, there was a lot of good music in her collection.
Yeah, I totally had, like, a lot of stuff I would listen to, like, just from, like, being a kid. But I remember really, really getting into music. It was when metal was, like, reigning for me. That's when, like, music really sucked me in and I became a satanic worshiper.
A wannabe satanic worshiper.
Now, a lot of people say that I'm like too commercial to worship Satan, but I think that I could still do it with the best of them.
There you go. You heard it first. I bet y'all have said that before.
No.
No, really?
It's
breaking news
right here. The
cat's
out of the bag now.
Wow. I'm sure everybody that's tuned into KLPI right now is, wow, I never knew that. Also about your little theory on Alien Ant Farm. I would have never gotten that. That's pretty cool. What about your influences right now, or stuff that you like right now? If I was to, you know, break into your tour bus and listen to your stereo, what would you have on there?
There's a band called Muse. They're from England. It's a really, really good record. I think it's called Origin of Symmetry. I think that's the record. That one I'm really, really into right now.
A lot of stuff. I like Edie Brickell.
Dryden's got this new, brand new, unreleased stuff that you can tell him, right?
Yeah, I'm just like a big Edie fan, and her band sent me like live material, and it's weird now that we've kind of gotten to this level, like, to actually think that I'm like close to like meeting some of our heroes is pretty exciting. To think, you know, the New Bohemians are like sending me stuff is pretty wild. Like, I never would have thought that a couple of years ago, you know, so it's kind of cool to get pieces of music that, you know, I know not a lot of people have except the band that actually recorded it.
You know what? Also, I was listening to some Etta James last night in memory. It's good.
She just died a couple days ago.
Wow. So, you said that people are sending you stuff. Have you met anyone that like you were really big fans of growing up? Have you had any experiences like that, like finally meeting somebody that you grew up listening to or anything like that?
311. We're actually going to start touring with tomorrow. We became really good friends with them, and they were a big influence for everyone in the band, I think. And we met Brian May, the guitar player from Queen, when we were in London, and that was pretty scary.
We got to meet Tool. We played 3 shows with Tool over in Europe, and I got to like sit right there and watch Danny Carey play.
We met a lot of people. I mean, it's not like we're name droppers. We're more excited just for ourselves that we got to meet these people, you know?
Right, right.
Some of these people don't even remember that they met us, probably.
Yeah, that's the way it goes. It's the business. Let's see. Your new single, I guess, is Movies, right?
Correct.
You just came out with that one again?
Correct.
So did that one come out first?
It was our first single, and then a station in New York started playing Smooth Criminal unbeknownst to the band and kind of just squashed Movies. And, you know, a lot of radio stations in major markets right now want to, like, bring Movies back, so we can't really argue with that, you know.
I'd be bummed out about it. It's a cool thing.
Yeah, usually bands are trying to push a song onto radio, and if radio's asking for a certain song, then we kind of got to give it to them, you know?
Mm-hmm. And what about the music video to that? I remember watching it on MTV, like, way before I ever heard of Smooth Criminal or anything like that. And I heard a little rumor on MTV, or maybe it's a true thing, that y'all are coming out with a new video for that?
Yeah, we just finished it about a week ago. Well, there's still some, like, effects-type stuff that's going to be on... still have to do in, like, post-production or whatever. But I think we're going to actually go to MTV on November 5th and deliver it live.
Wow.
TRL. We did it with Mark Klasfeld again, who's done both the Sum 41 videos and I think Nelly and our last Smooth Criminal video, now this one, and it's pretty funny and pretty cool, we think, anyway.
Carson, can you give us any...
Carson Daly's actually a cool guy. Like,
really? Really, really
we've
cool.
hung out and drank with him. And
Jimmy from The Man Show. Like, dude, they were like totally cool, man. They were really, really nice guys and fun to hang out with. They weren't like all like... lame. And
yeah, he's really like a big fan of like real music, Carson.
That's really cool. Yeah. Can you give us any like previews of what we're to expect on Movies? Those people that have seen like the first video, what can they expect in the second one?
We could just say Willy Wonka, Karate Kid, Ghostbusters, a whole bunch of stupidity.
It's kind of cool. Smooth Criminal was a cool video because we got to spoof a lot of the Michael Jackson videos, and we felt like Movies was a perfect example or perfect opportunity actually to start spoofing like Movies, you know, so we kind of went the same route, but it's a lot different.
Cool. What would you say Movies is about, that song, for those that think
it's just
obvious?
A relationship, kind of like a suffering relationship, and it's kind of like a breakup, but I think in a positive kind of sense, when you're kind of sick of that person and they're the same kind of way, but the breakup is inevitable, and just kind of like trying to tie in Movies with a love relationship, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
So it's just a pun, it's just a cool thing, and it's nothing too deep. None of these songs, you know, that I write lyrically are supposed to be some great groundbreaking lyrical thing, but at the same time, I like people to listen to it and get into it for what it's worth.
Definitely. So right now we're going to hear movies from Alien Ant Farm. This is the brand new single, or re-release single, I should say.
Yeah.
You could just say the new, or the, you should say the brand single.
The brand single.
The brand old song goal.
Yeah. Okay. So whatever you call it, this is Movies from Alien Ant Farm right here on KLPI. We'll be back with them in just a second. Yeah, that was Movies right there. The brand single.
Yeah.
From Alien Ant Farm. And we happen to have them live in the studio. You might want to check them out. I believe the show is sold out tonight, so go and check them out tonight in the Student Center.
You could sneak in or something. I'm sure it's possible. There's probably a door that's not being
anything's possible
supervised to.
It's all like ran by students and stuff, right? So like, yeah, surely you got to know one person who's involved here.
That's right. All right, the show's going to have Pressure 4-5 and Dredge, correct?
Yeah, Pressure 4-5 is a new band on DreamWorks, same label as us. Their album just came out 2 weeks ago, and they have a single called Beat the World that's out. I don't know if you guys are playing it. But
we're not playing it, but it's a really good song. Yeah. It's really doing well on the charts, too.
Yeah, and Dredge is a band on Interscope, and they're...
They got their EP that's out right now. And it's like independent that they did this themselves.
Yeah, and they're about to record on November 9th. They're going to go in the studio and I'm sure write a great album. They're like one of our favorite bands. They're amazing.
Good, refreshing new band.
Cool. Yeah, how's it been being on tour with both of those bands this whole time?
It's been fun. We've been having like a good old time partying with them and having a greater time listening to their music and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, Dredge we've known for like 3 years now, so it's kind of like... It's fun when you when you're on tour and there's some familiarity there.
Mm-hmm.
It makes it way less like tedious and you're not so homesick when you're there with friends, you know.
Yeah, they're from Cali also, aren't they?
Yeah, they're
all
from Northern.
Mm. Yeah, Los we just
Gatos,
had them in
Santa Barbara and Riverside up in the hizzy.
Mad props.
Yeah. the maddest.
So you guys have toured with Papa Roach and Linkin Park and bands like that in the past. How was your experiences with Papa Roach and Linkin Park?
Papa Roach was another situation where we were really good friends, you know, like best friends. So it makes the tour, like I said, just so easy.
You can hang out with any one of the people in the band or the crew. I mean, there's always like some, you know what I mean? It's just fun that way. It's family.
Linkin Park was cool. We didn't really know those guys or really know their music that well, and it was a good tour for us, though. Like, right when we finished our record, we went out with Linkin Park for about a month, and we got along pretty good with Chester, the singer. He's really cool. The other guys are pretty cool, too, but we mostly just hung out with Chester.
Yeah, those are some really great genres right there. I mean, it pretty much flowed, I guess.
We were lucky to get that tour to come out with.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Yeah, it didn't come anywhere close to here, but... You guys should remember Louisiana and New Orleans, Ruston, Shreveport, all around there.
Yeah, well, we're going to be in New Orleans with 311 in a couple of days. Day after, no, and tomorrow we're going to be there, huh?
Oh, really? Tomorrow's New Orleans?
We have 2 days off there, and then we're playing on whatever the next day after that is.
Cool.
So.
I've heard that ringtone before.
Yeah.
Come on, I thought you'd have at least one of your songs as your ringtone.
No, it's...
You're not that cheesy?
It's pretty cheesy. Dung, 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 dung.
Yeah. So, you're going back on tour with Pressure 4-5 in November, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, we're bringing out Apex Theory, also another DreamWorks band. We just kind of split our headlining tour up with 10 days in the middle with 311. So.
That's pretty cool. I mean, I'm sure y'all are you're hyped about going on tour with 311.
For sure, man. Those guys, again, another band and crew who are like family now. After Warped Tour, we really, really got to know them, and we're lucky enough. Like, honestly, like they could have been jerks to us, and we would still be fans of them, you know? But, I mean, it was just amazing that we really got to like build friendships like that, because they're just really generous and cool people, you know?
Yeah, how was Warped Tour this year?
It was hot and... sticky and sweaty and dirty and
yeah, I didn't go to it. I wanted to. I missed out.
It was a good opportunity for us too. It was another good tour to get some exposure. It's a long tour and a lot of just you never know what time you're gonna play in the day, and it's just they shuffle it around, so it's kind of like unorganized, but it's cool. We had a good time.
Have y'all played any festivals, or do you just do tours right now?
Did a lot of radio festivals here and in Europe. We've been to Europe like 3 or 4 times since we got signed.
Was it Reading and Leeds? And
a lot of the big festivals, we've been playing like second stages over there because we're not really that well known. But
like Stained was playing, like, you know what I mean? Like, you know, Stained is huge.
Yeah. They were playing like the second stage with us as well. So
that's pretty cool.
We had a fun time.
Yeah. So you said you played over in Europe. How was that compared to the States? I mean,
it's
playing
really
over there.
Cool. It's really, really cool. Kids go crazy over there.
It's a different, like, more, I don't know, they just go crazy, like Dry said.
It's a more souped up show, you know? Kids are just so excited. I don't know the reason why, but, I mean, they see a lot of shows just like U.S. because there's always U.S. bands touring Europe, so it's not like it's lacking over there. It just really...
They do it right, though. They have, like, they camp out, like... You know, like Woodstock is something that never works, you know, even 20 years apart in you know, in the States, but for some reason they can do, you know, a whole tour of festivals, like, and they all stay there for like 2 and 3 days, and it's successful, and the kids go have fun, so I think it's a bigger, like, a funner time. It's like a camping trip for them, you know what I mean? So it's like, you know, when you go to if you see tapes from the river or whatever, or if you've gone to the river to party, you know what I mean? Like, there's always, like, people acting silly and stupid and having more fun, it seems like.
Cool. I see that y'all are going to be on tour on the 17th of November, going over to the Woodlands, Texas, Cynthia Woods Mitchell Pavilion. I'm from around there, so it's a pretty cool place. Definitely going to like it over there.
Why, just because you're from there? It's cool?
Yeah, it's really cool. So that's a good venue. You guys are going to like that one. I don't guess you played there before.
No.
Yeah.
A lot of the places that we're playing with 311, I don't think we'll have played because it's like a lot bigger.
Bigger venues.
Yeah.
We're doing like mainly 700 to 1,500 seaters on our headlining tour, and they're like 3,500 seaters to 5,000. So
it's cool. So what would you say touring these past few years, what's the craziest tour that you've been on? Or I guess the craziest show you've played.
It's been a lot. Let's narrow it down. Reading Festival was really trippy because we'd see, like, you know, these bands on the side stage pull like 2,000 people, which was pretty cool. And then we went on, and there was like over 14,000 people, like, in this little tent. It was insane.
Ridiculous.
Like, and it just made us feel good. Like, it's pretty impressive, you know, to look out there and see that there's that many people actually, like, took their time to go find out what time we were playing, and the curiosity factor was so there. But a lot of shows, I mean, not just Reading, but it's been a ton.
Yeah, like a lot of the side stage stuff that we did, like on the Warped Tour and even like radio festivals and stuff, like we'd come up to the stage and be like pretty surprised to see how many people were like flooded around, and
yeah.
It was really, really cool.
We even the first show of this headlining tour was always going to be a memorable show because it was our first headlining, you know, show.
Wow.
And so, and also I remember when we were in Czech Republic a couple of years ago before we were even signed, we went to a concentration camp, and that same night, like, we played a show. And I'll always remember that show, like, just because remember we were in pretty, like, it created a very, like, weird, humbling mood, and everyone was pretty somber.
And there was a lot of people. It was like our first big show that we played, so it was kind of a weird clash of, like, emotions.
Yeah, we were all bummed, and then at the same time, like, excited that we were playing this show. It was a weird day.
So I guess it's cool to tour all over the world. You get to see all these little sites and historic sites, things like that. You got anything cool that you've seen that you really always wanted to see, and now that you're on tour, you just had to go out and see it?
Gosh, I
saw that, like, the Eiffel Tower, which was kind of like novel tourist site.
Yeah,
thing.
We sometimes you come to find that the places that you were supposed to be totally impressive just aren't. Like, Paris is kind of crappy.
We've learned, like, from the locals and stuff. Like, one of the things I think we've been lucky enough is that we just go running around with people who are from the city, and they'll take us to, like, cool places to hang out where their friends hang out and all that. If there's anything that's, like, really historic or monumental to see, that's worth it. They'll make sure that you see it. But like I said, like, the only thing I can really think of is, like, the Eiffel Tower, for that matter. But we've been all over, and it's not like we've just been sitting around doing nothing. We've been having fun.
We went to Normandy Beach, too. Like, that was pretty crazy. to think we were standing on the sand where, you know, a lot of soldiers got killed. And
right there was Mont Saint-Michel, which was way cool.
Ancient castles and stuff.
Wow.
It was cool. We even played inside of like the dungeon of this old castle in Czech Republic. It was pretty gnarly.
It was Eastern Czech, too.
The walls were all sweaty and all that. It was gnarly.
Wow, I bet you that was a cool experience. You got any funny stories you want to share from the road? Stuff that's gone on?
It's probably not, you know, it's probably not very radio-friendly stories.
Yeah. Do you play any pranks with the other bands or anything?
Yeah, we do our share of...
Come to the show tonight.
Yeah, we always do, the last show, this is Dredge's last show, so we're going to F them up pretty bad tonight, I think.
Yeah, I know Dredge was in here earlier, and they were picking on Pressure 4-5 pretty bad. They were listening to the interview on the bus, and they were picking on them pretty bad. So they're probably listening right now to this and getting ready, you know?
No, they don't know we're in here, I
don't think. Oh, okay, good.
We don't want them to know.
Yeah, we don't want them to know that we're going to do anything.
This is all on the down low.
Yeah.
Cool. So, yeah, everybody come check it out. It should be awesome.
Please do.
Yes.
You know what's funny, though? I remember Papa Roach one time, they got male strippers for Snapcase one time. They're, like, doing push-ups on the stage.
And Snapcase is, like, a total New York hardcore band, and there's, like, these two male strippers. Like, these guys are trying to be all hardcore, and it just didn't really work.
That's taking pranks to a whole other level there. Crazy. What song do you guys like to play live? What's the craziest song that you play live?
I like to play Sticks and Stones live.
I like to play Attitude and now Death Day live, too, because it's like the mellower stuff starting to feel good.
Yeah. Which of those songs do you want to hear right now? I heard a little rumor that y'all were wanting to come out with Sticks and Stones after movies, probably,
yeah,
as a single.
It might be. You can play that or Attitude, whatever.
Okay, we'll go ahead and do Sticks and Stones.
It's
from Alien Ant Farm.
Heavier. Cool,
yeah,
song.
Really cool stuff. All right, here it is. You guys want to introduce it, like anything that went behind it or anything?
This is a song.
Sticks and Stones, everybody, from Alien Ant Farm.
And words will never hurt you, I guess.
Pretty much, kind of taken from that nursery rhyme or whatever it is. I just kind of stole it and used it.
Whatever works.
So here, if you don't like it, then
don't blame me. Blame the rhyme.
It's their fault. Here you go. I'm back here in the studio with Alien Ant Farm, and you just heard Sticks and Stones off their CD Anthology, which is really doing good on the charts, I might add. It's really incredible.
It's been hanging around for a while, so the album's over platinum now, so we're excited. I didn't think it was going to come anywhere near there, so I'm very glad about that.
Yeah, it's up in the top 50 right now.
It's been hanging around for quite a bit.
It's been like in the 20s for a while.
Yeah, I believe number 27 right now it is. And actually, Smooth Criminal is number 5 on Billboard's Modern Rock, so that's pretty good.
Yeah, it got to number 1, stayed there for a little bit, so we gave...
What was it, number... It's number like 12, it's, or 7, I don't know what it is. It's like in the top 20 for pop right now, too.
It's weird to see like this kind of quasi-metal band go like to a pop station.
Are you getting played on top 40s?
Yeah, totally. It's like it's number 12 right now.
Wow. And they got like there's a mix on Kiss FM in LA. It's like a big, you know, like they have Kiss everywhere. I'm sure you're familiar.
Oh yeah.
And like they're playing a version of Michael Jackson's and our version mixed together, to like, you know, our verse, his chorus, his verse, our chorus. And
that's kind of weird.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
All right, now it's your turn. You don't have a cool ringtone either.
Look at, watch this. Hello?
Mike?
Yeah.
Hey, what are you doing?
Just hanging out, what are you doing?
You busy?
What?
Are you busy?
Nuh-uh.
No?
No.
Well, I was just calling you back.
I was just calling you back. don't cuss.
We gotta watch these live cell phone interviews.
You can't cuss, you're on the radio.
No, for real.
You do this to me. You do this to me every time, putting me on these radio conversations that I don't even know.
Buffy.
You're making me look stupid.
Hey, Buffy, it's Dryden.
Alright.
Oh, hi, Dryden. Hey, how are you, sweetie?
I want to hook up with Liz.
Why don't you call her?
All right, guys, we got to move on. The show's in 15.
Can tell Liz I want some stinky pinky.
And I want some rusty bullet hole from you, girl. Okay.
All right. All right. We got 15 minutes to the show, so I'm sure everybody's getting in the car, driving over there right now, listening to us. So.
Yeah. Come out. Say hi to us, please. We don't really know that many people out here, so we're really like down to hang out after the show and just talk
and party
out. Whatever.
And
y'all going partying tonight? It's Friday night.
We want to. Where's there to go tonight? Like, cause afterward we want to go hang, and we got the Dredge guys. That's like their last night with us, so we need to get them really faded and X-rated. You know what I'm saying?
Would you say Rabs rolling? Yeah, Rabs. It's right down there on the service road. You see the big sign, yeah. Rabs Steakhouse.
We'll talk to you guys after the show and definitely hook up or something.
Yeah. Don't want to give too many plugs to them. They aren't paying us that much.
Yeah.
So, let's see. Smooth Criminal. That's a Michael Jackson song, is it not?
I don't know.
I actually hadn't heard Smooth Criminal from Michael Jackson until I heard your song, and I'm like, that's Michael Jackson, and had to download it. It's off of Bad, I believe. So, why did you choose Smooth Criminal? What's up with that?
It just lends itself to being like a rock song. It's kind of got like that kind of progression. Heavy and rhythmic, and you can bug out to it.
It really worked out nicely. I mean, they've done Michael Jackson covers in the past. I mean, Weird Al's done them a bunch. He's notorious, and
yeah. But even had an album called Even Worse.
So, are you fans of Michael Jackson?
Yep.
Can either of y'all moonwalk or do any cool stuff like that?
If you were to pull down your pants and that's called a moon, and then
and walk
you
around.
Walk, then yeah.
You ever pull off any Michael Jackson moves on stage when you're singing that song or anything? I mean, I hate to give away anything on the show or
no.
Whatever.
One time Dryden's hair caught on fire when he was coming down the stairs, I think. Right?
Yeah. You might see me like French kiss a little boy or something.
All right. Have you heard if Michael Jackson's a fan of y'all's? If Jacko has heard any of your stuff?
He likes the song and he likes the video.
I don't know if he really likes us.
Did you have to go through any like kind of rights or anything to use that song?
We had to run through an obstacle course.
Like in Double Dare, that Nickelodeon show?
Yeah.
It was crazy.
And we passed.
I think, what was it? Like Terry fell and like we were getting all mad like, get up, because we almost didn't make it, you know?
He's got his knee all messed up now.
So is there anything to expect coming up for y'all? What have you got on the agenda besides your little tour with our big tour with 311 and then Pressure 4-5?
We'll go back to Europe. We'll do some seasonal stuff. Just radio stations around the country have their, you know,
holiday
festivals like they do summer, and we'll do a bunch of those. We'll go back to Europe and hopefully Australia as well.
Yeah, and Japanese.
Cool.
Yeah, we'll go to Japanese, and then we'll go to Australian.
Are you gonna sing like all your songs in Japanese?
And then we'll go to European.
Yeah, we're gonna go to German.
German.
And then they'll say, "Oh, Aaron and Farm, we like you guys."
What do you think of the term Lex Lugs and Lock and Law?
Cool. Y'all are going to be on the Tonight Show on Halloween?
No. Actually, it's on the 29th.
Now. On the 29th.
We'll be on Jay Leno.
On Jay Leno.
This is like the fifth rescheduling.
Ever since all that stuff happened on September 11th, we've been bounced around the Jay Leno show.
Yeah, that would have been really cool to see y'all on Halloween. Did y'all have any plans in the works for Halloween night?
We're playing at the Universal Amphitheater in L.A. with 311. It's going to be awesome.
It's already sold out.
On Halloween?
Stuff. Yeah.
No way.
It's going to be great. Yeah. 6,000 people.
And Universal Studios has like this like kind of like Halloween haunt thing that you can go run around in there. And
sweet. So are y'all planning anything special for Halloween?
Oompa Loompa. We're all going to be Oompa Loompas.
Sweet. Yeah. All right. Here it is, Smooth Criminal. I guess the first really ultra-popular song from Alien Ant Farm.
Yeah.
Or from Michael Jackson, however you want to.
Right.
You can go, oh, they suck. They have to cover Michael Jackson's song to get really big and stuff.
Well, a lot of bands are actually doing that. A lot of bands are taking that
approach. Smooth Criminal?
No, actually covering a song, you know.
Smooth Criminal?
Yeah, covering Smooth Criminal. No.
Why do bands want to do that already? I mean, I don't know if it'll work for other bands.
You had like Orgy come out with Blue Monday and things like that and make it big off
Did
of that.
Did you say Smooth Monday?
Smooth Monday, yeah. All right, without further ado.
But they did it before us.
Yeah, they did.
So how are they coming out with it? A lot of bands, because like you're saying it as if like they're doing it.
Oh, I just said a lot of bands do it.
That big for us.
I said a lot of bands do it.
Oh, so you're trying to say that we're like Orgy?
No, I'm not trying to say that.
What are you saying?
I'm saying a lot of bands do that, come out with cover songs.
You do kind of got the Ryan to the side thing.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
So what's up?
So, yeah.
And Ryan does wear a jacket like Michael Jackson with like zippers.
They go sideways and stuff.
But to make it clear to everybody, you guys didn't come out with a cover song. You're just being goofy and all that. It wasn't for popularity or anything like that.
We had actually done it on our independent record. Sweet. So it's like it wasn't something that we planned on selling out on or anything like that. It's just something that we like to do.
Sweet.
But we are sellouts because all the shows we've been playing have been sold out. So
that's right.
Including tonight.
A bunch of sellouts.
So if you don't have your tickets, shame on you.
And the ones who do have the tickets, then go give yourself paper cuts with it.
Sweet. 10 minutes.
Thanks
you got.
Thanks for making us sellouts.
This is Alien Ant Farm. You want to give a lead into the song?
Yeah.
Wow, this is Alien Ant Farm. They suck, and they cover a Michael Jackson song, and they're sellouts.
On KLPI.
Here it is.
Or maybe not. That's not it.
See?
I've already forgotten
what's up, man.
Yeah,
we just gave you the perfect lead in.
It's number 12. Okay.